How do you move on when you're heartbroken? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Wayne Faust, who was on our previous show, who became very depressed when his wife of 39 years died from cancer.
And I know for me, when I've lost people in my family that I've loved and been close to, especially my aunt, my heart was broken. And I wondered, gosh, is there any way that I can move on? Because she was someone that I really looked up to. And I dealt with a lot of sorrow and pain. Not only that, but my cousins, they lost their mom at a young age, and I saw them go downhill. So that was very difficult.
Wow. You know, it really is hard. Where we can come to a point when we lose someone we really love, we get to a point of hopelessness. I mean, there comes a time and a stage during that grieving where we're going to feel completely hopeless, maybe be in denial, like this can't be happening.
Right.
This can't be real. And we can come to a point where we just get downright angry and feel like there is just no way I can continue life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's amazing is that when you know Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
He really will be able to get you through anything and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, in the Bible, it talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13, 14, it says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." Meaning that when someone dies in the Lord, it's not the same type of sorrow. You know what I mean? And also, when you are a Christian and when you have the Lord in your life, there is not that sorrow because you understand that in this life, though something may be lost, it may be gained elsewhere.
You're right.
In the next life.
In eternity.
In eternity.
Because this life is but for a moment. It's very short. And so when we go through all these emotions and we release it to God, He can heal our hearts so that we can move on knowing we'll see them again. Let's hear from Wayne Faust after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Wayne Faust, and he wrote the book 300 Billion to One. He lost his wife to cancer, though him and his wife were really believing that God was going to give them a miracle. But despite the fact that they believed in this and it didn't happen, she never lost faith in God, and she continued to be strong in the Lord, and she wasn't complaining the entire time as she was getting therapy, chemo treatment, and dealing with this sickness. They embraced each other, loved each other, but in the midst of this, Wayne struggled in his faith somewhat and had a very difficult time after he lost her. So let's welcome to the show, Wayne. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Now, I understand that you were married 39 years, and it would have been 40 if she continued through life. You guys were hoping for this, and though you went to many miracle services and healings, your wife never lost faith in the Lord. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. She was always positive all the way to the end, but once she passed, I felt devastated. We were working on that 40th year, and it was not yet Christmas. And I was so depressed, it was not going to be a good Christmas for me. As a clinical therapist, I'm supposed to help other people, but I couldn't even help myself at this point. And I was changing the words of Christmas songs to love songs and singing them to her as if she was there. On the radio, there came a song, "I Need a Miracle." And I said, "Lord, I'm the one who needs a miracle. I really don't want to move on. I can't move on. Help me in some way, please." Well, as I went home that day, I opened up a devotional that was a year old, and on the left side and the right side were two devotionals, both with similar meanings. The one on the left said, after 40 years, God's chosen people are allowed to go into a new promised land. And on the right side, after 40 years, he gives them new tools to adapt, fight the giants, and dwell in the land. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. I needed something, and you just gave me two lessons, and I've been married now, to this day, I've known Wanda 40 years, and I thought, that is beautiful, but I still need something, and I don't know what it is, Lord, but I need something. And so I prayed and went to bed, and lo and behold, Wanda came to me. She came to me young and healthy, wearing a multicolored robe without those catheters to her side, and she embraced me like a warm blanket all night long. I slept through 8 hours. I usually only sleep six, but I get up three or four times a night. I slept through 8 hours and didn't even get up at all. I woke up with such joy, overwhelmed with energy and joy. It's so hard to explain, Kathleen.
Wow.
But I wrote it all down. I wrote it in my journal right away.
And I understand that through that time, as you felt her presence there, it was like God bringing you comfort and hope. And during that night, there was a song playing. Tell me a little bit about that.
My wife did not speak to me while she embraced me, but there was a song playing all night long. And I did not know the name of the song, the author, or the words. But once you hear something over and over again, just like a commercial on TV, they call it an earworm. You know, you can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I knew that this was a song that was so beautiful, I didn't want to get rid of it. And so as I woke up so refreshed and energized and overwhelmed by God's miracle that he sent her back to me, I wrote in my journal the way I would have my clients write in their journal. I said, "Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for sending her back and granting me this way of moving on." And while I was still writing this down, Kathleen, still writing it, there was a knock at the door. And it's a neighbor from Brentwood. Brentwood's about 30 miles away. She used to be my neighbor 30 years earlier. And she came over to tell me something. So I opened the door, and her name is Salome. I said, "Hi, Salome." And she said, "Wayne," she says, "I've got something exciting to tell you." And Salome said, "Wayne, I've known you and Wanda for 30 years. I've never dreamed of either one of you, but last night I dreamed of Wanda." I said, "Really? Last night?" Because I knew it happened to me, right? She said, "Yes." And Wanda was young, and she was healthy, wearing a multicolored robe. And she said, "When you see Wayne, please give this to him." And Wanda gave her a hug to pass to me.
Aww.
I said, "Salome," I said, "Wanda did come to visit me last night wearing a multicolored robe, and she was young and healthy, and she embraced me all night long. And you just dreamed of it at the same time it was happening to me."
Wow.
And she stepped back and she said, Oh my gosh, she said, "I'm getting chills up and down my spine."
Yeah.
She said, "God sent Wanda back to help you move on and sent me over here to verify it."
Wow. God was sending you a comfort, a way to comfort you to carry on. And what happened from that moment forward when it comes to grief?
Well, right after she told me that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Wayne, what do you think about your odds now?" I had just written down the odds were not that great in my journal. The odds are not that great for a psychologist who overanalyzes things. And yet now her dream mimics my experience exact in detail. And I wrote down all the factors of how that could happen statistically. Once in 30 years, exactly the same day. And when I figured out statistically, the odds were 300 billion to one. Actually, they were higher than that, but I rounded them downwards to get the title of the book. And God spoke to me at that time and compelled me to write down in detail all the things that were happening to me. I was not the kind of person to journal before that, but in my grief, I began to journal that day. And God gave me a few more miracles that I had to write down that I have not yet told you about.
Wow.
Right after I wrote that down, the odds, the phone rang, and it's my employer. And my employer said, "Wayne, you had earned over a year's worth of leave, and it just ran out today." And I thought, wow. And my employer said, "Should we keep your job open?" I said, "No, begin my retirement, because I feel at peace about doing something different. I'm not sure what, but I feel peace.
Wow.
And then the phone rang again. It was her employer. And her employer said, Wayne, your wife's leave has not run out, but she has 3 more months left. And we want you to come in. We're going to give you a check for $22,000. But Kathleen, I had 3 funerals on Wanda. One at the church, one at the funeral home, and then we transported her body to Alabama and had a funeral there with a double-wide tombstone I bought. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much the casket, the tombstone, and 3 funerals and transport all cost together?
Tell me.
$22,000, the same amount as the check that they were going to write from her overage and leave.
Wow, and it's amazing how God cares so much about the details. And, you know, Wayne, there are people suffering right now with grief for years and years. They've been dealing with this. And maybe they haven't had a dream or their prayer answered, or maybe they're fighting the good faith and hoping that they're going to get healed. And we do see people get healed, and then there's some that don't. We don't understand it. But what's just one thing that you could say to someone who's in a place, a crossroads, or who's lost hope? What would one thing be to them right now?
God knows our suffering. He knows our heart. Our God loves us so much. He is one of glorious hope and love, and He meets us where we're at, and He knows how you were feeling. If we just call on Him in faith and patiently wait for Him and seek His face, He will show up in the details because there is a plan behind everything that happens to us.
Amen.
God's providential hand is on the believer.
Right.
We grow in character, and we grow in our ministry to others and serving God when we call upon Him. So when Wanda fulfilled her legacy, when she fulfilled her mission on earth, God called her home. Yeah. And so people who are suffering right now, part of your legacy is to live for God. Whatever our legacy is, we must embrace it because there's a reason behind everything that God does. And we should embrace our destiny because He is in the details.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. And we're going to pray for our guests.
Well, Lord God, we thank you so much for this testimony. Most of all, I want to speak to those who maybe are grieving a loved one. And, you know, you try to avoid thinking about it. Or some of you are always thinking about it and can't think about anything else. I want to encourage you that God still has a destiny, a dream, and a vision for you to give you hope and a plan and a future. So Jesus, we just cry out to you and we pray that you would heal hearts that are grieving even right now. Father, make our hearts whole for those who we feel that we're missing or that we've lost. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.